Okay guys, welcome to tonight's video. As always, you probably listen to us in all of manner of different things. So if you are listening on YouTube, then please make sure that you subscribe to the channel, like the video, share it with your friends, etc. If you listen to this on as a podcast, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please do leave a review if you enjoy the content. And finally, obviously, if you're listening here on Facebook, even if it's not live, do hit like, drop a comment, say hi, let me know where you're from. Again, even if you're not watching it live, just because, you know, all of these different things, they basically just help the exposure of the channel, or the relevant channel and the episodes themselves. And obviously, that's my goal, to push it out to as many people as I can. So do keep the engagement up, guys. I do appreciate it. Likes, comments, say hi, any questions you have, whatever. Just keep all the engagement, because I do really appreciate it. So let's get into tonight's topic, which is breakfast. So we've probably heard, you know, at some point in our life that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And I just want to clarify what we kind of mean by breakfast here, because it's quite an arbitrary term, really, because obviously, the first meal that we have is technically breaking the fast, and it's technically our breakfast, right? But when I refer to breakfast in this context of this video, basically what I mean is, you know, like sort of eating 30 to 60 minutes from when you wake up, basically, okay? That's what I mean when I say breakfast here, okay? So, does it slow your metabolism down if you skip breakfast? Do you enter starvation mode as such? No, that is not true. If you eat breakfast and then you have lots of small meals throughout the day, does that speed up your metabolism? No, it does not. These are myths. And basically, it really just comes down to the amount of calories you eat throughout the day, okay? If anyone is interested, the reason why we kind of came to the conclusion that breakfast is really important was really one main study, which, interestingly, and probably obviously, was conducted by a cereal company. And to be fair, they didn't actually misreport the results of the study. Essentially, they had two groups, and one group ate breakfast, the other group didn't. And then they had like an all-you-can-eat sort of buffet at lunch. And basically, what they found was that the group that ate breakfast, well, basically, the group that skipped breakfast ate more at lunch than the group that ate breakfast, okay? So technically, they didn't misreport the results, but what they kind of didn't disclose was the fact that even though the group that skipped breakfast ate more at the lunch, if you look at how much they'd eaten in the whole day up to that point, they had actually eaten less than the breakfast group, because whilst they did eat more and overcompensate in that meal, they didn't overcompensate so much that they made up for skipping breakfast, if that makes sense. So they actually ate less overall for the day, up to that point, even though they ate more in the actual meal. But again, wasn't disclosed for whatever reason. I'll let you come to your own conclusions there. And I've seen another study as well, actually, where they did find that people that ate breakfast tended to be more physically active throughout the day than people that skipped breakfast. So again, take what you will from that. I mean, they are only averages, doesn't, you know, really report individual differences. But I still think even then, even with that, it's still individual, right? You know, do what you prefer, do what suits your lifestyle, because I do see a lot of the time people eating breakfast just for the sake of eating breakfast, just because that's how they've been brought up, that's what they've been told. So you'll see people, you know, they'll grab anything, you know, just because they've been told to do so. And it might not necessarily be the best choice. They might not even be hungry. They might just be forcing it down them because that's what they've always been taught to do, to eat breakfast, because it's the most important meal of the day, right? And, you know, if they are grabbing something, they might be eating whilst dressing the kids, getting themselves ready to work, driving to work. They might be eating this breakfast. And all of the time while they were doing this, they could have just waited. They could have just left it, wait until they got to work, maybe sit down before work, actually enjoy their breakfast rather than rushing and scoffing it down them, and actually realising that they're actually eating food and not just being a byproduct of getting ready or going to work. And they might also then have time to make a better choice, right? And they're not just grabbing something just for the sake of grabbing something. And again, it just it all really, most of the time, as always, it's the boring advice, right? But just do what works for you, right? Not sexy advice, doesn't, you know, sell books, but it's the truth, right? Just do what you prefer and just do what best helps you to manage the amount of food that you eat in a day, okay? You will find that some people like skipping breakfast because it helps them to eat less throughout the day. Yes, they might compensate a little bit more throughout the day to make up for that, but it might not be so much that it overcompensates for cutting out that meal, right? Other people find that if they skip breakfast, they overcompensate for the rest of the day and they end up eating more calories for the day, okay? Then you'll find other people. These people find that when they eat breakfast, that stops them getting hungry. I particularly hear a lot of people, you know, they get sort of hungry in between lunch, so they tend to snack up to lunch, and they find that eating breakfast stops them doing that because then they're not hungry before lunch, so they don't snack, okay? I mean, I've picked out three different scenarios there of different types of people, and I could probably find even more. So again, just do what works for you, right? Because that's all it comes down to is how many calories you eat in the day. That's it. It doesn't matter how many meals, it doesn't matter when you have those meals, it comes down to how many calories you eat. And different people will have different preferences, they'll have different lifestyle commitments, you know, or work commitments, family commitments. And that will dictate when they can eat, when they prefer to eat, and even preference of when they prefer to eat. So it doesn't matter. Do it how you prefer. Because again, and it's pretty much every single video I do, I find some way of getting this in. It's all about adherence. So the number one factor in your long-term weight loss success is adherence. Can you stick to it consistently and for a long period of time? For some people, that's eating breakfast. For others, it's not. Doesn't matter what other people are doing, do what works for you, okay? And one last little side note, this is going to be a real short video compared to my normal ones, is maybe try the opposite of what you've been doing. You know, if you've been eating breakfast and that's probably not working for you, try skipping breakfast for a bit. If you've been skipping breakfast and you find that you overcompensate a little bit later on in the day, try eating breakfast for a little bit. One little side note on that, just remember that, just something to be aware of, that it does take a little bit of time to train yourself to do that. Essentially, long story short, our bodies recognize patterns. So if we tend to eat at the same time each day, our bodies kind of like recognize this and they will release hunger hormones in almost in anticipation of food. So let's say you always ate breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning. Your body will recognize that, it will release hunger hormones in anticipation of that. And so even if you tend to skip breakfast, if you start skipping breakfast, you may for a start still get that release of hunger hormones at around 8 o'clock. That will pass in time and you can train yourself to eat a bit later. I have done this on the opposite. I never used to eat breakfast at school. And then when I started working, I started to eat breakfast. So I had to train myself to do that. And I was always getting up early and eating breakfast at like 5:30 in the morning. And now I've almost like trained myself back to eat breakfast at about 8 a.m. And again, there's a bit of a transition period, but after a while, again, your body will sense that new pattern. And then again, you won't get them hunger hormones essentially. So just a little side note there, just in case, you know, if you do change your sort of patterns for a few days and realize that you're still starving, then this is probably why, okay? Thanks for the love, Brad. Yes, guys, keep hitting like, even if you've done it, it doesn't matter, just keep whacking it. Hit share, drop a comment, say hi, let me know where you're from. And that's basically it. Like I said, this is quite a short one compared to my normal ones. So again, it's just individual. I mean, you'll see so many people spouting rubbish where, you know, they just try and make it sound complicated. And it's really not complicated. It's actually really simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. And it, in this concept of breakfast, it's just really how many calories you eat. That's all it comes down to. And I often get people comment on, they like my kind of like no-nonsense approach and how simple I keep it. That it's not really like my way of doing it. If you know, it's just how it is. Like I do like to keep it simple, But it's just, that's just how it is. You know, if people are overcomplicating and saying, you know, this and this and just trying to make it sound really complicated, they're probably doing that for a reason. Usually to confuse people so they can sell them something. I'm not about that life, you know. I'm going to give it to you how it is. And basically how it is the amount of calories that you eat for the day matters. If eating breakfast works for you, eat it. If it doesn't, don't do it. That's it, okay? And that's not quite a bombshell, but that's how we're going to finish. So, as I said, bit of a short one. If anyone has any questions, whack them in now. Doesn't have to be related to the topic I've spoken about. Also, it doesn't matter if you're not watching this live. If you're watching it back, again, whack them in. It doesn't matter, I'll still see them. As always, I'll take this time now to say, because I'll give time for people to put questions in, but whatever you're watching or listening on, if you can engage in any way, please do so. So again, if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe, like the video, drop a comment, maybe something that you didn't know, an experience you've had about this topic, you know, let me know. It's always cool to see. If you're listening on a podcast, particularly Apple Podcasts, if you can leave a review, that would be fantastic. Just, you know, just on the podcast in general. And if you're watching on Facebook, then of course hit like, drop a comment, say hi, any sort, again, any areas that you can relate to in this, say so. And that's it, I think. Basically, all of them, all that they do is basically just increase exposure of that channel and just get it going out to more people, which is obviously my goal. So any help there, guys, I would very much appreciate it. And last thing is, if you are watching on Facebook, there are some freebies in the post. Don't forget to join our free weight loss group. There's almost 500 people in there now. The link is in the post. There's also some freebies in there. So there's a free recipe pack with 12 recipes in there, I think. And also a free ebook, basically around like just the essentials to get you started of weight loss, nutrition, mindset. And there are people that have mentioned they've used this to lose up to 10 pounds. So yeah, it's just basic essentials to get you going. So, you know, make the most of them. I think that's it. So no questions. So hopefully everyone's saving them for next time. But again, even if you're not watching live, still send them over to me, comment on the video, email me if you prefer, send me a message privately. I don't mind answering people's questions. And that's it, I think. So have a great weekend, guys, and I shall see you next week. Have a good one, and thank you for tuning in.